Yevamos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, 7-6. And this last Mishnah doesn't really add much more in terms of new principles. It's just pointing out the rather ironic scenario where a woman could have a descendant who is the Kohen Gadol himself, and yet she, by virtue of his existence, becomes or is posela, she's psula, she's forbidden from eating truma. So here's the case. I'll say it all outside first. You can see the Mishnah inside afterwards. You have a woman who starts out being a bas Kohen, so she could eat truma. But then she marries a Yisrael, so now she becomes forbidden from eating truma. Now, if her husband died and she had no descendants, so she'd go back to eating truma. If she has a living descendant, so then she's still tied into the Yisrael family, and therefore she is psula from eating truma. And that's the case over here. We have a woman, she marries this Yisrael, they have a child, let's say a daughter, and that woman is a bas Yisrael, she's also not a Kohen, she can't eat truma. If she marries a Kohen, so she could eat truma, and their child is a Kohen, which means our original woman, she now has a grandson who's a Kohen. Now, if most everyone in the family tree dies, meaning her husband and her children and her son-in-law, everyone, they all die, so then all you have left in the family tree is this woman who was a bas Kohen, who had a daughter who's a bas Yisrael, who's now dead, and who has a, and she has, a, they have a, the daughter has a, another son, this woman's grandson, who's a Kohen, who could become the Kohen Gadol. Now, by virtue of the fact that this bas Kohen married a Yisrael, and she has a living descendant, her grandson, who happens to be a Kohen, so ironically, he's a Kohen, and his existence actually would permit his mother to, yes, eat truma, even though she's a bas Yisrael. Nevertheless, the grandmother, since she is connected to the Yisrael family tree, she cannot eat truma by virtue of her grandson's existence. And that's what the Mishnah says inside, in so many words. It says, Kohen Gadol, the existence of a Kohen Gadol, pa'amim shehu posel. Sometimes it could be that he himself is the reason for a woman being prohibited from eating truma. Ketzer, how could that be? Bas Kohen li Yisrael. You have this woman who's a bas Kohen. She marries a Yisrael, so now she stops being allowed to eat truma. V'yalda himen a bas. They have a daughter. V'halcha habas v'nisas the Kohen. That daughter, though, then goes and marries a Kohen. So although the daughter couldn't eat truma before she was married, because she's a bas Yisrael, she marries a Kohen, now she could eat truma. V'yalda himen oven. And that couple has a son. That son's a regular Kohen. Hare ze roi lios Kohen Gadol omer u'mishamesh al gabi mizbeach. That son is a regular Kohen. His father's a Kohen. So that's a Kohen in every sense, meaning that Kohen could even be one who becomes a Kohen Gadol who serves in the base of Mikdash atop the Mizbeach. So, now, if, as long as that grandson, we'll call him the Kohen, exists, Machel es imo, he permits his mother to eat Truma, meaning even though his mother started out being a Bas Yisrael, and she only became permitted to eat Truma by marrying her husband, the Kohen, if the husband, the Kohen dies, but she still has his living son, so of course she could eat truma. So therefore the son is machil es imo, but ufoslas emimo, but he makes his grandmother, who originally had been a bas Kohen but married the Yisrael, still connect to the Yisrael family tree, and therefore she's prohibited, she's psula from eating truma. And the Mishnah ends by saying, vazos ameris, we could imagine this woman, the original bas Kohen, the grandmother, saying, lo kivni Kohen Gadol, would there were not so many Kohanim Gadolim like my own son, meaning my grandson, shu posleni min a truma, because he messed me up and makes it that I can't eat truma like I want to. Can't have my free lunch now because my grandson is the Kohen Gadol.